With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Iran is vowing revenge today after the killing of its supreme leader. It traded strikes with Israel early this morning as part of a widening war prompted by a surprise U.S. and Israeli bombardment a day earlier. The Pentagon, meantime, says three U.S. service members have been killed and five others injured, first known American casualties from the conflict. Dr. Nikan Khatibi, an Iranian activist, and an Iranian-American activist and former Trump appointee, reacts to the death of Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.
After 47 years, the Iranian people have a chance for self-determination. They're ready for some freedom, separation of church and state, and they're ready to get rid of this occupied regime, terroristic organization that's really suppressed them, executed their loved ones and family members, and more importantly, taken their God-given right to an opportunity for a good life.
Dr. Khatibi made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Economist Steve Moore says current data proves that President Trump's economic policies are working.
If you look at median family income, people in the middle, in Trump's first year in office, it was up $2,400 last year. That's after inflation. That's a pretty nice gain. And then you add to that the $1,600 people are saving on their taxes. You're talking about a $3,000 or $4,000 increase in their ability to buy things.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Afghanistan says it's thwarted an attempted Pakistani airstrike on Bagram Air Base today, the former U.S. base north of Kabul. Cross-border fighting between Pakistan and Afghanistan is at its most severe than it's been for years. This is SRN News. The head of the Jewish Federations of North America has issued a warning. Speaking in Washington, D.C. this month, Eric Fingerhut said, quote, "The state of the Jewish Union in America is strong, but it's being tested. We're worried about the real threats of violence and the growing acceptance of anti-Semitic rhetoric." Fingerhut is calling on Congress to take action. He says lawmakers need to expand the capabilities of the FBI and other law enforcement agencies so they can counter domestic terrorism more effectively. The World Council of Churches is condemning the violence in Myanmar, where both the government and rebel fighters have targeted Christians. A predominantly Mennonite village in the western part of the country was bombed earlier this month. WCC General Secretary Jerry Pillar says that, quote, "These ongoing attacks are grave violations of international law, of human dignity, and of the sanctity of life. We express our deep solidarity with the Mennonite Church and all the suffering communities in Myanmar." This is SRN News. Elon Musk shut down unauthorized Russian access to Starlink in early February at Ukraine's request, causing a sharp drop in the number of, and I should say the number and accuracy of Russian attacks. Correspondent Keith Peters has more.
The move created battlefield confusion among Russian forces, enabled Ukrainian cyber operations to exploit the disruption, and left Russia scrambling for less effective communication alternatives. Ukraine's defense minister had appealed directly to Musk, leading to a whitelist for Ukrainian terminals and denial of service to Russian units.
The Louvre Museum, home to the Mona Lisa, has a new director. Art historian Christophe Larebalt, a veteran museum director, has been chosen to steer the world's largest museum out of crisis. He takes over just 4 months after the brazen heist in October of the French crown jewels. The daylight robbery exposed alarming security holes in the Paris landmark. This is SRN News.